Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. What to do when dressing sharp backfires on you. So guys, I talk about all the benefits of dressing sharp, but in today's video, we're going to talk about what happens when you dress sharp and it doesn't work out. In fact, it works against you, and how to fix these particular situations. So in today's podcast, I'm going to go over these five examples. Some of these may seem familiar. Some of these maybe you've never ran into, and maybe your situation is a bit unique, but hopefully you can use this information to make sure that you recover, because I'm not going to say that dressing sharp is something that is always going to work out for you. And the reason that it's not always going to work out for you is that we live in a dynamic world, and the way people interpret a certain image sometimes reflects them and their own predisposed prejudices of who this person is and what it brings to mind. It may be something that, hey, they have been swindled by a sharp-dressed person. Maybe, you know, they've just maybe got something against this. Now, there's not really much you can do about that. And the big theme I want to get across here is that you need to understand what your goal is when you get dressed. Make sure that your clothing sends that message. And as long you can control that, but what you can't control is how other people interpret that message. I know I put out videos, I put out these podcasts, I put out articles, and depending on who the person is, where they're at in their life, and the way that they see this content, many of them have very different reactions and interpretations of what I'm putting out there, despite the fact that the content, that the video is the same for all of the thousands of people that see it, yet I get thousands and thousands of different interpretations. So what you can't control is the message that you are working to send with the clothing. And the hard part, though, is sometimes it will be off-key. So we're going to talk about how to deal with those situations. The first one I want to talk about is what to deal and what to do with when your friends are making fun of you for dressing sharp. And this is usually happens whenever you start to improve your style. Maybe you start to wear a sports jacket. Maybe you start to wear a tie. Maybe it's something you just care more about streetwear, and you're bringing these things in, you're experimenting, and in a sense, you are dressing different and your friends notice, and they're not being really kind about this. They're making fun of you. They're saying, hey, what's up? You got another job interview today? Or man, you know, that just looks ridiculous on you. I'm telling you this as your friend. Well, let's look into this, because really this is an easy one, because it is not about you. It is about them. Now, there may be cases where you do look ridiculous, and definitely look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, okay, like, is there something going on here? But a lot of the time, what you're going to find is you're simply making them uncomfortable because they're having to reevaluate something that they haven't given any thought to. And that's the way that they present themselves to the world. And it's just something different. It's something they're not used to. I know whenever I started going to the gym more often, actually regularly, it was something that made me uncomfortable. I wasn't used to getting up at 5:30 in the morning. I'd done it before. And many of these guys, I'm sure, have cared about how they dress before, but they've gotten out of that habit. And you're putting in that position where they're seeing you again and again, and they're wondering, I mean, this guy's stepping up his image. Am I going to have to do that? Or maybe I should, I want the old guy back. And again, you're not looking to them for advice. You're looking maybe for their opinion, but when it comes down to trusted advice, Make sure, whether it's street style, whether it's classic style, that you've got your mentors, you've got your people you're going to, you've got your sources of information. You understand the history of why you're wearing what you're wearing. So yes, you may have a flower on your lapel, but you understand this has been around for hundreds of years. Men have worn florals. Warriors going off into combat have worn florals. And it's a sign of life, a sign of beauty, a sign of how fleeting beauty can be. And when you understand that, you can kind of bust through their opinions and understand where they're coming from. And oftentimes you'll find that these same people that made fun of you are coming back at a later point and asking you, hey man, I'm looking at up my style. I've got a date maybe this weekend. Can you help me dress a bit better? And that's when it all kind of comes full circle. Problem number two, you're dressing rich and successful, and you're not rich and successful. In fact, you kind of feel like a fraud. Now, this one I get, because you're trying to improve yourself and you go out there, you're dressed really well. Maybe you're wearing, a three-piece suit. Maybe you're getting into that streetwear look. Whatever it is, you've upped the ante on the message your image is going to send. And then you realize, like, who am I fooling? I am not that successful guy. I'm dressing in a suit. People are saying, man, you look good. I feel people are treating me differently, but I'm not rich. Heck, I'm not even successful yet. Here's the deal. We, in our minds, we think these things, all this is perfectly normal, and it happens to pretty much everyone. But you've got to understand what your mind is thinking is not the reality a lot of times. And yes, you may not be rich by many people's standards, but you have a bit of knowledge. You have actually put this outfit together. You've done quite a bit of studying. You have had some success, maybe in your mind, because you haven't yet built that million-dollar company, or you haven't been able to graduate from that university yet. You're viewing yourself as not successful, but you've gotten into that university. That is in itself success. You've gotten started with your company. You've already made your first $1,000. So before you get to that $1 million company, you've got to get to that first $1,000 company. Understand that all this happens in steps, and your mind will do this again and again. We'll try to come in and sabotage you. This happens to everyone that is going out there and looking to improve. Anyone that goes and breaks outside of the mold is going to have to deal with these self-thoughts, with these inner voices that we hear that try to sabotage us from doing anything different. So if you understand that you are not your thoughts, you are the actions that you take. And I'm not saying to go out there and kind of fake it till you make it, although I think there is a little bit of wisdom in that. But I do believe it is something that, just because you're dressing in a manner that sends the message that you are successful, it's not something that you can live up to this. Every day you put your best foot forward. Every day you look to make that 1% improvement. And if you've done that, then in my book, you are successful. And you have as much right to dress as a successful person as anyone else. Again, we're dressing in a manner to the man we know ourselves to be, not the man we're necessarily today. It's that man that we see out there on the horizon. That gap, though, between you and where you want to be, that will always be there. I've been in a room with entrepreneurs that are running $50 million businesses. And it was funny. They said, raise your hand if you have achieved success. And pretty much no one raised their hand. These were, guys that have achieved great success, much farther than me. And I'm thinking, it never goes away. And so if you understand that we've got these sabotaging thoughts, you'll be able to shoot right through them. Problem number three, I dress better than my boss, and he doesn't like this. So let's say you've started a new job. Maybe you've been working at the same place for a while. You up your style. You've got a great looking image. And you notice that the guy that you're working for, he has no style whatsoever. I mean, you really can't even dress to the level that this guy is at without embarrassing yourself. And you notice that whenever people come in on the floor, especially people that aren't familiar with who's in charge, they come to you versus him. He's noticed this a few times, that you're getting picked out as actually the person in charge. And you can tell he doesn't like this. It's getting him. So how can you get past this? Here's the deal, is I'm not going to say that you need to really dress down, but I am saying take note of what the office culture is, and is there a way to dress a bit down, but still maintain your style. Maybe instead of wearing that suit, that casual suit, you actually drop the jacket, you bring in some great looking shirts that all fit you well. You maybe bring in a vest, you have something fun, you bring in some color. You could still have a lot of style without necessarily outdressing the boss. Usually it's a jacket, which is going to, for men, set the stage for, hey, this is the guy in charge. It builds up your shoulders, slims up the waist. But I know for some guys, in a sense, it's just some bosses aren't going to wear it. And you could easily pull in a vest. Again, it's going to be much more casual. It's got a really more of a creative look, something fun. And I think that would maybe a path that you may want to consider. Another thing is let your boss know that you are here, that you want to support him. Be proactive. Be that dream employee. I can tell you, I have no problem people outdressing me. Whenever I go to these meetups, it's funny. I know people expect me to be the best dressed man in the room, but I have learned that that is not going to be the case. I've got 100 people, 50 people showing up to these meetups. I don't even try to compete. I actually dress down, and instead, I just am there to talk with and to engage with as many people as I can. And if your boss knows that, hey, you know, Mike, if you need me to be the face of this particular project, to get up there and give presentations, because I know that you're incredibly busy and that you've got to lead us here, I can be that front man for you. I'm willing to show you this presentation, to be that guy right there. I am here to serve. And when you've got an employee like that, when you've got someone that's working for you like that on your team that is basically going out there, how can you not like this person? They are very clear about the communication. They work hard to make you look good. And this is something that, you know, your boss all of a sudden is going to realize, hey, I don't have really a competitor here. I've got someone that is working to make me look even better. And all of a sudden you get to know this person better and you can start to ask the real questions. You can ask him, hey, let me know if you ever need help. This is one you got to kind of tread lightly on, but you may find that he actually comes to you looking for some style advice. And when that happens, boom, all of a sudden you're able to really lift up your entire team. Problem number four, my blue collar dad thinks I dress like a white collar snob. And I get this. Let's go back to, you know, I used white collar, blue collar. What do those even mean? Well, the idea with a blue collar is going to a work shirt that was dyed indigo and was strictly made for a man who worked with his hands. It was dyed indigo so that it could cover up stains. So that, you know, this was something he got dirty, but he would only have to wash it every few days, maybe once a week. And the days he didn't, it would just cover up any types of marks, grease. These are guys that work with their hands. And there has oftentimes been a bit of a distrust because of lack of communication between people that work with their hands and people that work with their minds, people that manage. Managers and white collar, the idea was you could wear a white shirt because you weren't going to get your hands dirty. You, in a sense, were above working with your hands. And that's the history on some of this. But those words still kind of stick around. And many people in blue collar industries, they will perceive, hey, like you're wearing a suit. God, I can't trust. They don't trust those suits because let's face it, a lot of those guys have had suits cut their pensions. They've had suits fire them. They've had suits make decisions without consulting them that have negatively damaged the company. So how do you get past this? You explain and you work with those and you show that, hey, this is the uniform. Same way that you wear that particular uniform to be able to cover up stains, or you wear an apron to be able to, you know, to deal with, you know, the machinery and the grease that's in front of you, or to, you know, you're a butcher, you're there, you know, you have your particular uniform. Well, this is my uniform because what it does is it instills trust. It gives me a few extra seconds to get across the point that I need to be able to better work with you. So if you've got this issue, maybe it's at work that you're finding you got promoted. You were a guy, you were a programmer. You were in there with your other programmer buds. And all of a sudden you find that now you're reporting to the suits. You got to start wearing a sports jacket. Yeah, you still wear that Star Wars t-shirt on underneath. But at the end of the day, you've got to wear the clothing, the uniform that allows you to do your job. And that's what you want to be able to explain, that the clothing you're wearing is not to separate you. It just enables you to be able to do your job better. Problem number five, isn't a well-dressed man a target for thieves? This is a good one. And one I would say, unless you commute daily in a large city, it's not really an issue for most men, but I would say yes, if you're commuting daily, you probably do look like a better target if you look like you have more money. So one of the things to do, this is probably not a time when you want to be wearing your really nice fancy watch. There are people out there and thieves that are set up. I mean, they are this good that if you're wearing an expensive $10,000 watch, yeah, they may find a way to put your hand, you know, or to press your hand and all of a sudden quickly undo that watch and get it right off your wrist. I've heard of this happening. I had a friend that went to Italy and he was telling me a story like this. So this stuff is possible, but it overall is pretty rare. I would say that if you're daily commuting, what you want to invest in is some great outerwear, whether a great light jacket, maybe a great heavy jacket. Maybe on the clothing that you wear daily, have some hidden pockets. Keep things on your inside pockets. Make sure that maybe they've got zippers, that they've got buttons. Don't carry things that are highly valuable. So I know for me, you know, it's something that, you know, I've got my phone, but everything on that phone can be replaced. That's probably the most valuable thing I carry whenever I'm expecting to be in and around people that are, you know, possible pickpockets. When I'm traveling abroad, I don't have anything really of value that can't be replaced very quickly in my wallet. I'm not carrying a large amount of cash. When I do have to carry, though, a large amount of cash, there are money belts. There are going to be money pouches that you can actually wear under your clothing. Again, there's specialty clothing out there. I've talked about a company named Bluffworks that actually has jackets that have hidden pockets on them. So little things like this, I think, could help to avoid this situation. All right, gents, don't forget, go check out the show notes. They're over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode92. And over at the website, guys, I've got almost 1,000 videos. I've got over a couple thousand articles, over 100 infographics. I've got an amazing app that has almost 5-star review. Doesn't matter what device you're on, we've got it set for you. So go grab that app completely free. And if you really want to step up your style game to the next level, go check out the Style System. This is my premium course that I promise, guys, this is going to blow you away. This is the only course that you need if you really want to learn how to make smart purchasing decisions. So you don't go out there and waste $1,000 on a bad suit or $500 on just shoes that just may look great and you bought them from, you know, a premium retailer, but they just now don't fit properly. And I help you build the confidence and get the systems in place so you can become the best dressed you. Sound good, guys? All right. See you later. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.